Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Congratulations, NAB AFL AusKick Volunteer Award. Just brilliant for you and the North West Coast. When did you hear that you'd been successful in winning this award?
Michael, probably heard about a fortnight ago. I got a phone call from Barry Gaby from AFL Tasmania, just giving me the heads up that I'd been nominated. And then he proceeded to say that I'd actually won the award, which was a bit of a shock. I was a bit shocked at the time and a bit unexpected, A, to get the phone call, and B, to win the award. So, but very humble and proud to be nominated, first and foremost, but also to receive that award.
And you would have had a good team around you helping out the kids as an introduction to the game. It's always exciting. You see little kids running around kicking and handballing and just being part of it. Do you have much of a team around you?
I do, Michael. It's a great team over there. We've got... there's a number of personnel who volunteer and put their hand up. Troy Davies, Jared Skidmore, Sean Conkey, just to name a few. They are just the backbone and my team around me helping me each week. Obviously, we've got a very good centre over there, a very strong centre in Ulverston, which is fantastic. It's been probably strong for quite a number of years now because I've had predecessors before me, including Josh Horton, Richard Smith and Adrian Quayle, and they've built that Ulverston Centre up to what it is today. And just the support that parents are putting in and people around just putting their hand up just to help the kids out, because that's what it's all about. It's about the kids at the end of the day.
Some very good names there. Troy Davies, Jared Skidmore. I can remember him playing for Ulverston and then going to the statewide league and just being a sensational halfback, centre halfback for Devonport. So in good hands over there in Ulverston. This is where the game, Duane, is born for kids, isn't it? I mean, just to get them to enjoy the game, have some fun, have some laughs, and play with their friends. That's just the key to all this, isn't it?
It is the key, Michael. It is the key. We try and include, we do include everyone, boys, girls, any skill level. It doesn't matter. We just want yous out there having a crack. And that's what the boys and girls do. And they bring along a friend, or you bring along a brother or sister. And we sort of try and incorporate different games, different skill levels, just to make sure they're on the move, on the ball all the time, because obviously we have a lot of numbers, so we don't really want kids to stand around for too long, so we try and incorporate different activities and that sort of stuff. So it's quite enjoyable watching them go through the process, but also knowing that you've gained that relationship with the child, but also you can see their progress as the night and as the year goes on.
And how time-consuming is it, Wayne?
It can be time-consuming, most definitely. Obviously, the start of the season is the biggest one, getting the names and everyone registered, making sure they're all registered, making sure all the boxes are ticked, etc. And then as the year goes on, probably mid-year, things start to settle down a bit like that. So obviously it goes for about 3 hours on a Friday night, but then you're putting in probably an hour or two, probably twice a week, so probably 4 or 5 hours throughout the week. So it adds up to about 9 or 10 hours once the week goes on. But that's early piece. And then, as I said, once mid-season comes, it sort of settles down a bit, which is much more enjoyable to stand around on a Friday night and walk around and just make sure everything's running smoothly.
And obviously do it because you love it. How supportive are AFL Taz with this program? Because it's really important that the senior body are visible to people like yourself in teaching kids the rules and the skills of the game.
Correct. Yeah, AFL Taz are constantly in touch, which is very helpful. They're always on hand. So if I ever need anything, if an email isn't working, or if I need to get in touch with someone regarding an issue or regarding something that's not non-football related or anything like that, as far as the centre goes, they're always a phone call away. So they've always been just that person on the outside, just there when we need them. So their presence is there, definitely, and they do wander down and have a bit of a look, make sure everything's running smoothly, and then once I say it's all good, they sort of say, well, okay, you've got the keys, you keep going. If you need anything, just let us know. So they have been there, which is very kind of them.
That's terrific. And also, you're not just into Aussie rules. We know you're the reserves coach of the Devonport Footy Club and have been hugely successful this season, great season. And you also take over a role in softball over in Ulverston. Tell us what you do over there.
Yeah, so obviously the first bit with the football, yeah, I've enjoyed my journey there at Devonport this year. It's been a really good year, and you know, the people over there are great. I had the opportunity to go over there and crack into coaching again with the reserves and assist Kurt Boyard in the seniors. So that was a door that opened for me. So I jumped at that chance, and it's been a very enjoyable year thus far. And then my softball role, yeah, I've been involved with softball for quite a while. Obviously, my parents were involved with softball for many, many years and still are. Mum's still involved, and Dad comes and watches every now and then. But
yeah, I can remember Lyle being involved in that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your dad, Lyle Ahern, for those who don't realise who Dwayne is, but an umpire. He's been involved in sport. He's been ever present, hasn't he? I think involved in the Devonport Footy Club now, and as a supporter, and gets involved with different things. So must be fantastic to have your dad just so active around sport.
Correct. Yeah, it is. It is. Great to have the support from the family. Mum and Dad have always been there right through my sporting career, and as I was as a kid coming up, and now, you know, moving into my adult and coaching career and whatnot, they've been right there every game. So Dad sort of followed me and supported me all the way, along with my wife and my three kids. But their presence is always there, and as you say, with the sporting background. It sort of helps, I guess, when they're involved in sport, that I just sort of follow in the footsteps. So softball was one of those sports, along with football and umpiring, etc. So being involved over at Ulverston Softball Association now for about 20 years. Yeah, so coaching and playing, of course, and trying to bring the kids involved, get the kids involved as much as I can. And we've got a bit of one of the successful associations in the state running over there at present. So I'm vice president over there. Which is enjoyable because I'm trying to give a bit back as I go.
Oh, there's no doubt. And the name Bezel, which your mum was Denise Bezel, and then your grandmother, who was such a life member at the Devonport Football Club. She's on the committee, the women's committee, and just put in so much hard work. So that's. That's part of the DNA for the Ahern and Bezel families to give back. It's tremendous.
It is, yeah, that's correct, yes. And Nan was she was a life member down there, and been involved with the footy club since early 70s, I've been told, during the week, if not before, on the ladies' committee. And you'd see her down there every Saturday in the old tea rooms that they were once known, and also serving the meals on a Thursday night, so... So, yeah, that history's there. As I said, the bloodlines are there, the presence is there with your parents and all that sort of stuff. So it's just a matter of whether I chose to go down that path or whether I didn't, but I'm glad I did, because I like that sort of history, and I like just to continue on, not just so much for my sake, but for my kids' sake as well, and just making sure that they know where the parents were and where the grandparents were and what happened back in those days and what they gave to the club and the sport in general.
It's very rewarding when you can get involved. You see young kids grow up and turn into good footballers or just good citizens, really, and then you can watch their journey as you go along. It's hugely rewarding, and congratulations again, the NAB AFL AusKick Volunteer Award, Dwayne, and congratulations, and thanks for joining me on the program.
Not a problem, Michael. Really appreciate it, and thanks very much for your support.